to watch TV. I imagine a lot of you do also. And one of my biggest pet peeves is I'm watching a show, and you know there's a bad guy in the house, and someone comes home, and they walk into the house, and what's the first thing all of us do? We reach over and we turn on the light. But in the shows, they never do that. They walk into the house, they're wondering, and granted, it's their house and they know where everything is, but still, you hear the music, they don't, you know something's going to happen. And they walk in through the house, and you're like, turn on a light. You know, he's going to, you know, come on, turn on some lights. Who walks around in a dark house? We don't do this, do we? Well, you know, in a way we do. In a way we do. Now, yesterday we were blessed to celebrate both a high school graduation and a wedding. And this morning, if you listened carefully to the gospel, it talked about the myrrh bearers, right? The women who had the anointing, incense, and myrrh and whatnot to put on the body of Jesus. They went to the tomb, and what was there? It was an empty tomb. It was a dark house. What does the empty tomb, a graduation, and a wedding all have in common? Each of them is a new beginning. Each of them is a new beginning, right? And Christ is that light that shows us the way through each and every way. I remember when I graduated high school, barely, and it was very exciting, but it was also somewhat daunting and frightening. I had plans to go into college. I was excited about that. I was happy to be spreading my wings and moving away from home, but still, I didn't know how it was all going to work out. I remember graduating college. I was very thankful for the job I had, but it involved relocating to another city. I didn't know how that was going to work out. I was leaving friends behind, right? Leaving family behind. It was a frightening and exciting moment all at the same time. I remember that. I remember getting married. I remember wondering, how do I know if she is really the one? How do I know? Is there a checklist? Is there an app I can download that will tell me? I mean, you know, they didn't have apps then. I'm sorry. I don't know how we got by without them. How do I know? How do I know that the Orthodox Church is the one true, holy Catholic and Apostolic Church? You know what? In this world, we cannot know. We can believe, we can trust, we can hope, we can have faith, but it is very, very elusive for us in this world to know really anything. Think about it. How well do you know your own self? That person that you have lived with all of your life. How many times do you do things that surprise you? I do it constantly. How many times do you repeat things that you don't want to do, that you try to stop, and yet you still do it? If you knew yourself, you could stop, right? My point is, there's very little in this world that's important. I can talk about cars and cell phones till the cows come home. There's very little in this world that's important that we know. We accept, we believe, we trust. But there's very little we know. So what does that leave us with? It leaves us with faith. Faith in what? Faith in ourselves. Faith in our fellow man and woman. Faith in God if we choose to believe. Many in this world do not want to believe in God. They want to be in charge themselves. I know I was one of them. I remember that feeling very well. Leave me alone. I don't want to follow your rules. I want to do what I want to do. If it makes me feel good, fine, I'll do it. For those of you who have walked on that side of the tracks, you will, if you're honest, admit that that is ultimately very unfulfilling. Yes, you'll make some friends, you'll have some interesting times, some memories that, well, you know, okay, they're fun to a degree. But then when you look back at it, it's ultimately unsatisfying. It's empty. There is not enough alcohol in this world to fill our hearts. We are born with a God-sized hole in our hearts, and we look for something to fill it. Sometimes we try to fill it with a husband or a wife. That comes close, but not quite. Sometimes we try to fill it with children. Again, close, but not quite. Sometimes we try to fill it with a vocation or a career. And all of these things are good, but they're not meant for that God-sized hole in our heart because only God can fill it. And then you must ask yourself, if you accept that you have a God-sized hole in your heart, and I say that for the young people primarily, if you accept that, then you have to ask yourself, well, who is God? Who is this Jesus Christ person? Mom and Dad seem to believe in Him. The priests talk about Him all the time. Is He real? How do I know? You can't know. You have to decide to believe, to accept at some point. That's the choice all of us face. To believe, to accept. Just like you believe and accept, I'm going to accept this person as my spouse, and she me. We accept. We believe. We trust. Now, in the Christian faith, does that mean that everything's going to be hunky-dory, super smooth and easy? No, not at all. And those in the Christian tradition, sadly, who promise panacea on this side of the kingdom are misled and misleading. The trick about orthodoxy is we teach, we understand that we have one foot on this earth and another foot in the kingdom of God. And we live in the tension. We live in the tension between the two. This world is all about self-indulgence. There it is. This world is all about self-indulgence. Look at the advertisements that came with your Sunday paper, if you take the Sunday paper. Look at the advertisements when you walk around the mall. Everything is about carnal desire, carnal fulfillment, whether it's alcohol or chocolate or sex or cars or money or glory. Look at how we glorify someone. What can they do? They can write some poetry and sing. Okay, that's nice, but really? This is who we look to for guidance on deep spiritual matters? I don't think so. I don't think so. But look, look, and on the internet, who do we glorify? Which musicians and stars? Now, I'm not knocking them. Maybe a lot of them are Christians. But what's their claim to fame? Really? Really? This is all we look for? Self-indulgence in this world. What does Christ teach us? What does this cross show us? Self-denial. So those are our choices, and we live in the tension. We try to find that proper balance between self-denial and self-indulgence. And it's a difficult, tricky thing to do. And we make mistakes. And God's okay with those mistakes. He just wants us to try. To try, and when we fall down, as all of us do, and I'm the first one to admit I fall down daily, if not hourly, He wants us to get back up and say, God, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that to my sister. I should have been more patient with my mother. Whatever. Forgive me. I will try to do better. That's all He wants. He does not expect perfection. He knows we can't attain to that. That's why He had to send His Son down here to help us, to show us the way, to do it for us, essentially. We trust in Christ. So we had a wedding. We had a graduation, and we have an empty tomb. The myrrh bearers were shocked. They were surprised. They were anxious. They were excited. They were happy. They were, what is this? They did not know. What did the angels tell them to do? The angels said, go back, tell Peter and the disciples, and then from there, go into Galilee, that is, go out into the world, and what? He will meet you there. Christ is both with us right now, and He is also waiting for us out there. Where is out there? Well, if you've just graduated, Christ is waiting for you at school. He will be in the dorm with you. He will be in the class with you. He will help you with your exams. He will be there with you. If you've just gotten married, Christ will be with you in the kitchen. He will be with you in the bedroom. Yes, in the bedroom. It's good. He gave us this. It's good. He will be there with you when you're writing the checks and paying the bills. Christ will be there with you. He wants to be there with you if we invite Him, if we let Him into our lives and seek His guidance. And if we have followed Him all the days of our lives, He will be there with us, holding our hand when we lay on our bed of death. He will be there with us. That is our ultimate hope and faith, that He will be there to comfort and guide us and shepherd us into the kingdom of God when that time comes. It may seem a long way off for some of you, but I tell you, it comes very quickly. You're young, then you're in the middle, and before you know it, there are these seasons of life, and they just roll without change. Trust in God now, and He will be there with you when the time comes. When we will all go into that darkened tomb, and He turns on the light, and there He is, and you know who else will be there? You know who else will be there? All of our loved ones who have gone before us. They will be standing behind Him. We will see Christ, we will see our loved ones, and all the saints who love and glorify Him. And it will be a beautiful, joyous, peaceful thing. He is waiting for us, and so are they. So are they, if they loved Christ. So go forward in this belief, not knowledge, go forward in this hope and trust that there is more to this life than just this life. More to this life than just this life, there is Christ, the representative of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Think about these things. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.